This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Today, Marianne Brown was named Dallas County's acting sheriff. The chief deputy and Dallas native takes over for Sheriff Lupe Valdez at the end of the month. Valdez is stepping down to run for governor. Brown's also running for Valdez's old job. It's up to Dallas's five county commissioners to choose the acting sheriff. Lupe Valdez told them Brown was her first choice.
She's accountable. She's responsible. She's professional. She's diplomatic. You know, I mean, that's pretty close.
Brown's been in law enforcement since 1988, when the Dallas-born and educated college graduate became the first African-American woman hired by the Duncanville Police Department. 5 years later, she made sergeant, and 14 years after that became assistant chief. Brown joined the Dallas County Sheriff's Department 3 years ago after retiring from Duncanville.
I started preparing for this job 29 years ago when I started in law enforcement. Every aspect of law enforcement I've had an opportunity to participate in, if not completely lead, and so I feel like I'm up to this challenge.
County Judge Clay Jenkins, who heads the Commissioner's Court, says he would have preferred someone who wasn't also running to replace Valdez, someone who could spend 100% of the time working on the jail and other serious issues.
We had several qualified candidates. The majority preferred a candidate who happens to be running. The group joined together and made that a 5-0 vote for a very qualified next sheriff of Dallas County.
But could this appointment give Brown an unfair advantage in the election? Brown says an advantage, yes. Not an unfair one.
You have to get out there and you have to sell yourself. You have to let what you do, your work, speak for you, and that's what I intend to do.
Brown officially takes over from Sheriff Valdez December 31st at midnight. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.